on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening. It's 5 o'clock. This is the main evening news on Highland Radio with Donal Kavanagh. In this bulletin, Donegal County Council confirms people who registered to vote between May and November last year will be automatically added to the supplementary register of electors ahead of the general election next month. A campaign is underway, meanwhile, to encourage young adults to vote in the election. We'll also be hearing from two of the election candidates. Members of the TUI are to strike on Tuesday, the 4th of February, as part of their ongoing campaign for pay parity. Gardaí continue their appeal for witnesses following a stabbing last night in which a young student was killed in Cork City. And Donegal County Council welcomes a new 1.6 million social enterprise fund. And later in the bulletin, Oisin will be here with the sports news. That's coming up at around 5:15. Also noted with Colm Ferriter later in the bulletin. We begin with confirmation that Donegal County Council has confirmed this evening that people who registered to vote between May 7th and November 25th last year will be automatically included on the supplementary register of electors. The new register is to come into force on February 15th after the general election, which means people who registered last year would not automatically be entitled to vote. The council says next Wednesday, January 22nd, is the closing date for people not already registered who want to be included on the supplementary. You can look at our website, highlandradio.com, for further information, or go to the council's own website, donegalco.ie. A campaign's been launched to encourage young adults to vote in the election on February 8th. Spunout.ie is teaming up with the National Youth Council of Ireland and the Union of Students in Ireland for the initiative. It's intended to provide information on voting and on the issues that matter to young people. The CEO of Spunout.ie, Ian Power, says it's important that young people get involved.
Look into the people who are going to form the next Dáil. As much as you might not like party politics itself, those are the people who are going to end up making the decisions about your life. So really, you can't stand by and watch things happen. You have to get involved.
A Donegal election candidate has expressed support for beef farmers who've been carrying out major protests in Dublin this week. The demonstrations caused significant traffic delays on the M50 and in and around the capital last evening, with a go-slow protest by farmers driving tractors blocking a number of routes. ANTHU local representative Mary T. Sweeney says the issue is a huge challenge for Donegal farmers because of the low prices being paid for beef. She says farmers have no choice but to resort to action.
We are indeed, and we're very fortunate that Pater Tabeen and other ANTHU candidates were on the ground, and Pater was apparently the only party leader that addressed them on Stephen's Green in Dublin.
Now, we do know that the protests caused massive delays along the M50 and other routes in Dublin. Commuters really taken the hit over the last couple of days.
Isn't it sad that this is what Ireland has come to, that there's no political will or leadership to listen to the Irish farming community anymore? With over 9,300 farmers across Donegal, we need politicians and leaders that will listen to the backbone of our rural economy.
Now, the protests have, I suppose, created a bit of a mixed reaction. You know, some are saying that, you know, for farmers to reflect on their campaign and perhaps the tactics that they are using.
Well, the reality is, it's the public need to realise what's happening. But when the carcass is on the farm, what happens between leaving the farm and getting to the supermarket shelf. At the moment, the price that the farmer's getting is not a fair price. It is not a sustainable price that will allow the farmer and his family to survive. The 360 per kilo that they're getting at the moment is a below-cost price. The farmer needs to get at least 417 per kilo, that he will get only 240 per carcass. And the amount of work that the farmer puts into that carcass and managing the farm is unbelievable. It's a tough job and needs to be supported.
Mary T. Sweeney, their ANTHU candidate, speaking to Catherine Gaffney. Both the government and the HSE are being urged to drop the spin over a announcement of funding this week for St. Joseph's Hospital. This week, the HSE stated a €4 million upgrade and refurbishment programme would commence at the hospital next week. However, it's been claimed that announcement was effectively a repeat of one last September of works to bring the hospital up to existing HICWA standards. Sinn Féin election candidate Piers Doherty says rather than repeating previous funding announcements, the government and the HSE should be making money available to make meaningful improvements at St. Joseph's and other community hospitals.
In terms of the further works that the campaign group is looking for, the real substantial investment approval hasn't been given, and I would call urgently on the government and the HSE to give the approval to the HSE locally so that those works can begin and can commence, and let's stop the spin, and let's start now deal with facts and stop playing a political football on this issue, which means so much to the people of Finn Valley, and particularly those people who see St. Joseph's as their home in their community.
Do questions not need to be asked now, though, like as to where the statement came from, who put it out there in the first place?
Oh, look, those questions have been asked by me, and I have received answers. Obviously, the statement did come from the HSE. I've been informed that it was the intention of the HSE to release that statement a number of weeks ago to bring clarity to the issue. Look, at the end of the day, I'm not in it about, you know, battering, you know, somebody or blaming somebody in the HSE or indeed the government at this stage. What I want is I want the investment in St. Joseph's. We have worked hard, we've been campaigning, we've had thousands on the streets of it, we've had numerous public meetings, we've had numerous meetings with the Minister for Health in relation to this here at national level. I've worked closely with my colleagues at Eireachas level, with Pádraig McLaughlin and with the other political parties to try and make sure that this is delivered, and particularly with the campaign group. So I'm not interested in the blame game at this stage. We are in the middle of an election campaign, but this issue will still be relevant and be important after the election. So what we need is we need the HSE to be very, very clear. Nothing has changed here. The approval that we're looking for to begin design for that work so that we can spend in close to €3 million on St. Joseph's has still not been given.
A new report published today by the Mental Health Commission has shown that a mental health unit in Donegal hasn't met its obligation to provide individual care plans. The Individual Care Planning 2016-2018 in review report says the Letterkenny Department of Psychiatry has been consistently non-compliant for 3 years. The Commission's chief executive says after 3 years, it's clear that individual care plans are seen as a tick box exercise by some approved centres. John Farley says people's right to being involved in their own individual care is one of the fundamental standards of mental care and has been proven to lead to better outcomes. He says one of the best ways to achieve that is through individual care plans. You can read the full report and the statement from the Mental Health Commission on our website, highlandradio.com. Members of the Teachers Union of Ireland are to strike on Tuesday, February 4th. The union represents 19,000 members in second-level schools, colleges of further education, institutes of technology and technological universities. It's part of an ongoing row over pay parity for new entrants. TUI members backed a campaign of industrial action by 92% when they voted in October. The TUI president is Seamus Lahart.
Well, in 2011, a lesser and a discriminatory pay was imposed on new entrant teachers. TUI, as you know, has campaigned since then to have pay parity restored by removing the discriminatory pay scale. We want equal pay for equal work. So that is why we are taking the industrial action on the 4th of February.
Carthy are continuing their appeal for witnesses following last night's stabbing in Cork City. 20-year-old Cameron Blair was killed after a fight broke out at a house on Bandon Road shortly after 9 o'clock. He was a second-year chemical engineering student at CIT. The president of Cork Institute of Technology is Dr. Barry O'Connor.
We heard about it this morning, and I was speaking to some of the lecturers and some of the colleagues in the Students' Union. All who knew him, all who respected him. And it's just an appalling tragedy for a young man in the prime of his life.
Donegal County Council has welcomed a new €1.6 million fund for social enterprises in Ireland. The fund, which originally launched in 2018, now totals €3.2 million. It's the largest private investment in social enterprise to date. It's intended to create 300 jobs and provide services to 100,000 people across the country over 4 years. With more detail, here's Catherine Gaffney.
The new fund will be delivered over the course of 2 years, and up to 16 successful applicants will each receive a grant of between €10,000 and €50,000 to invest in growing their organisation. In addition to the cash grant, these successful applicants will also receive a place on Social Innovation Fund Ireland's 6 months accelerator programme. The programme is designed to help social enterprises develop their business skills and to provide them with ongoing peer support and advice so they can develop sustainable enterprises which have a powerful impact on their community. In a statement today, Chief Executive of Donegal County Council, Seamus Neely, said that the extension to the fund will continue to complement the ongoing support available to social enterprises from local authorities, and it will help deliver real and meaningful change to each of the organisations involved and Ireland's social enterprise sector as a whole.
Transport Infrastructure Ireland is being urged to take over three routes in Inishowen. Currently, the Bridgend to Buncrana, Muff to Moville and Quigley's Point to Cardona routes are classified as regional roads. The Council's Director of Roads and Transportation has agreed that the reclassification of these routes to national primary status would be beneficial in terms of funding. It's been proposed that a delegation go to Dublin to meet with the Transport Minister after the election. Councillor Martin Farran says Inishowen deserves its fair share of roads funding.
What we're asking for is that the routes from Bridgend to Buncrana, from Muff to Moville and from Quigley's Point to Cairndonagh should in actual fact become national primary roads. We've asked on numerous occasions for the TAA to intervene and to try to ensure that that actually happens. I mean, there's 10 million coming to the county, and I congratulate Donegal County Council, the road section of Donegal County Council, in securing that funding. But we in Inishowen don't get one red cent from that, and that's very, very disappointing. So it would be important, and it was proposed that when the new government is set up, that we, as the nine councillors, meet with the whoever will be the Minister for Transport to try to ensure that we get that funding.
And the Council itself is wholly on board with this, as they have said that this reclassification would be beneficial for the peninsula.
Yes, you would have heard that there today from John McLaughlin, the Senior Executive, that that would be the case. And I want to congratulate John and the whole team, because they have been working with us over the last number of years trying to get this over the line. So it would be extremely important now that whenever this new government is set up, the Minister for Transport, whoever he or she may be, that we meet with them.
And that was Councillor Martin Farran there. The number of penalty point disqualifications in Donegal rose by over 40% last year when compared to 2018. Figures show there were 29 drivers in the county disqualified last year compared with 17 the previous year. Nationally, more than 27,000 penalty point notices were issued to drivers for holding mobile phones in 2019. That's up just over 700 on the previous year. Alex Lee of the road safety organisation Park says when it comes to a second mobile phone offence, disqualification should be automatic.
They reckon even if you sneeze for a fraction of a second, your concentration is gone. So it's not only do you see people on their phones, they're completely distracted. You actually see some of them texting. So, I mean, it's deadly dangerous, and you should get severe penalty for a first offence. But a second offence, that person should be taken off the road, because he's a danger to everyone else, not to mind himself.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, Letterkenny. Gear up for pre-season and get ready for the best year yet for your club. Shop now at michaelmurphysports.ie.
Quarter past five, we say good evening to Oisín Kelly.
Thanks, Donald. We're going to start with rugby news, and it is, of course, a big weekend ahead with some crucial Champions Cup fixtures. Will Addison has been passed fit to start at fullback for Ulster in their match against Bath tomorrow, where a win will secure Dan McFarlane's side a place in the quarterfinals. Having been named in Ireland's Six Nations squad this week, Tom O'Toole is in the front row in place of Marty Moore, who has an ankle injury. Elsewhere, Keith Earls has been ruled out of Munster's must-win clash with the Ospreys on Sunday. The Ireland winger suffered a minor knee injury in training. Calvin Nash will make his European debut on the wing. James Ryan shaking off a calf injury to take his place alongside Devon Toner in the second row for Leinster ahead of their trip to Benetton. Leinster, of course, have already secured a quarter-final berth. And scrum half Kieran Marmion will make his first appearance for Connacht in 2 months on Sunday. He's back in the team for their final pool game away to Montpellier. Saracens could be automatically relegated from the English Premiership if they fail to meet the salary cap this season. The defending champions have already been docked 35 points and fined £5.3 million after they were found guilty of breaking rules over the last three campaigns. Other clubs are demanding Saracens now prove that they're within the £7 million limit for this year or face demotion to the championship. Tyrone manager Mickey Hart has made 10 changes to his starting lineup for this Saturday's Dr. McKenna Cup final against Monaghan at the Athletic Grounds. Hugh Pat McGeary, Ronan McNamee, Frank Burns, Ben O'Donnell and Kieran McGeary are the only players to keep their place. Tyrone beat down in the semi-finals. Monaghan, of course, were handed a bye after Donegal withdrew from the competition. Tyrone are going for a 17th McKenna Cup title, while Monaghan are chasing a 15th. Well, the action for the weekend on the Gaelic Games front starts tomorrow afternoon. Donegal are taking on Mayo and Castlebar in the final group game in the Leo Murphy Cup. That one starts at 2 o'clock, where a victory for Sean Paul Barrett's side would mean they would top the group there. Sigerson Cup quarter final action on Sunday sees a big Northwest derby. Sligo Institute of Technology are hosting the Letterkenny Institute of Technology. While up for grabs is a place in the semi-finals. Tradition, of course, favours Sligo, who have won the competition on three occasions previously, but this is the first year that the LYT have played in the Sigerson Cup. Already, Michael Murphy's men have defeated Athlone, and the winner will go through to play the victor of UCC or IT Carlow in the semi-final. Cross-channel soccer, Liverpool manager Jurgen Klopp has urged his players to keep on making their own history in Sunday's Premier League clash with Manchester United. The runaway leaders head into the weekend with a 14-point advantage at the top of the table. They won 20 off their first 21 top-flight games, and Klopp knows the significance of gaining a victory over the rivals this weekend.
We have to write our own history, and that means we have to play the games our way, and that's what we try. So very, very important game, most important at that weekend for sure for us, and so that's the way we want to approach it.
Games this evening cross-channel. Fulham can move into third in the Championship with victory over Middlesbrough. Well, the fourth round of the Scottish Cup kicks off this evening with Rangers taking on League One struggler Stranraer at Ibrox. The Glasgow side last won the competition in 2009 and haven't lifted a major trophy since 2011. Celtic boss Neil Lennon has confirmed a deal has been done to bring Ismaila Sora to the Scottish Premiership champions. The Iberian midfielder will arrive from Israel club Benya Yehudar and will not sign in time, however, for the Scottish Cup tie this weekend. Celtic, of course, are playing Partick Thistle in their opening round of the Cup. Just back to tonight, and it is of course a pre-season friendly time for the Irish clubs, and Derry City are in action this evening. They're making the trip to Drogheda to United Park, where Declan Devine's side are taking on Drogheda United, and that one of course kicks off at 7:30 as Derry City prepare for the season ahead. There's Irish League Premiership action tomorrow afternoon. Institute taking on Glentoran. It's a case of bottom against top. Stutz at second from bottom on 14 points, while Glentoran are tied at the top with Linfield and Cliftonville on 50 points. Linfield are in action this weekend against Dungannon, while Cliftonville go to Carrick Rangers. Not forgetting about Coleraine, who are just three off the top. They are on the road to Basementside, Warren Point Town tomorrow. Well, among the local fixtures, important fixtures that is, for local sides this weekend, Ulster Senior League's Bunnaghy United and Cockhill Celtic will look to make home advantage count on Sunday in the FAI Intermediate Cup. Bunnaghy welcome Corkside College Corinthians to the Dry Arch Park, while the visitors to the Charlie O'Donnell Sports Ground in Inishowen will be Dublin outfit at Kilnamana. Both games start on Sunday afternoon at 12 noon. Here's Bunnaghy United manager Jason Gibson.
Still difficult ties. Say College Corinthians are a strong outfit, like, and they've put Avondale out of the competition already in the first round, so it's probably a wee statement of intent from them. I think from what I've been hearing, that they're very much focused on this competition this year, and they're supposed to put the current holders out. You can't do any more than that.
Bunnaghy United looking to cause an upset on Sunday. Cockhill Celtic are also looking to progress to the last eight of the competition. Manager Gavin Cullen told Jeremy Doherty on last night's Score programme that there's no easy sides in the last 16 of the Cup.
Like at any, I suppose, later stages of any competition, the better sides are normally in it. And this is the same this Sunday. I don't know a hell of a lot about Kilnamana, but I know they've quite a few League of Ireland or ex-League of Ireland players and household names. So they will have that experience and that bit of quality that from their League of Ireland days. So we know we're in for a big game, and I think home advantage is key. But at the same time, it's not a given, you know.
To motorsport, tonight's launch of the Galway International Rally has been cancelled as organisers concentrate on achieving an additional 40 entries that are needed for the February 2nd event to go ahead. With only 60 entries so far, the club say the rally is not financially viable and will have to be cancelled if they do not meet the required number. Motor clubs around the country, including the Donegal Motor Club, are urging competitors to look for an entry so the first tarmac event of the year will not be forfeited. In golf, Shane Lowry's defence of the Abu Dhabi Championship has come to a premature end. The second round, 74, saw him end the day level par and missing the cut. Patrick Harrington is also done for the week after a 72 left him on 4 over. A second round, 63, sees Francesco Laporta assume the lead on a 10 under ahead of the weekend. In darts, Fallon Sherrock's hopes of landing a PDC tour card for the season has ended. The 25-year-old, who became the first woman to win a match in the men's PDC World Championships, has been beaten in the first round of the qualifying school. Sherrock lost 5-2 today to Chris Lacy. Well, in the box in front, it's quarterfinals and semifinals weekend at the National Under-18 Men's and Women's Championships. Action tonight at the National Stadium in Dublin. We'll see Cathal Gormley of Ilya's Golden Gloves in action in the 60kg last eight encounter. While in the semi-final stage tomorrow, Paddy McShane of Letterkenny and Leah Gallen of Rafoe are also set for a number of bouts. That's it, Donal. Next Sport in Highland is tomorrow, Saturday, after the 2 o'clock news. Until then, enjoy the rest of your Friday evening.
Thanks, Archie. A Letterkenny area councillor has said safety measures are necessary on a crossroads where he had a lucky escape just last month. Councillor Donal Coyle says lights and signage are needed on the Leck Road and Cullion Road crossroads at the ReadyMix premises. The council says lighting has been improved, signage will be erected shortly, and lighting can be considered at a forthcoming workshop. Councillor Coyle told Highland Radio News that his motion was informed by his own experience.
There have been quite a number of accidents on at that junction over the last few months, and as you know yourself, Donal, the volume of traffic over the last number of years has increased significantly. It's not even a junction, it is an actual crossroads. There's one stop sign on either side, the Leck Road and the Drumnahoe Road that comes on to the Cullion Road, and there's one stop sign at either end of those roads, but that's not enough. There's no signage to say that there's a crossroads there. There are no lights there, and I'm calling for lights there and for more signage.
Agus an ish an nocht a leif ag Colm Ferriter.
Seabhar mahas a Colm Ferriter in seo lann a príomh scéal thiar Highland Radio. Tamalu tolcha ag a Conor na Gaeilge mar gheal dul con cinn starú le ta jantan maidir le reachtaíocht don Gaeilge ó thuaidh. A réití an bhaile feimeannas stormonta a bhunú. Curú síos ar céimeanna a dheanthart a chun aithantas a thuairt don Gaeilge don céadúra riamh beidh stadas áfa gheolaigh an Gaeilge beidh cosann siad dleathúla an don teanga agus capthar comisionar teanga chun cearta teanga a thosaint. Ach tá díma curtha an nuail fásta cé nach bhfuil an acht teanga iomlúte mar a ghealú in 2006. Áit a ghealú acht Gaeilge bunaithe ar an phlátan mhic. Agus cé gur fuagú ceist na cóiríochtaí ar lár. Tá fólarabh an fásta maidir le ról agus dúlgas an comisionar teanga. Deirtear an a comáid má úsáidstar inealra teanga Uirs an céad ara chun ansaí a dhéanú ar an Gaeilge ná chun chosca chur ar seirbhísí go cruthúthart buil ollmhór de aon aimeannas nua maidir leis an pressráitis. Tá tuilleadh ag Conor na Gaeilge a bunca í. Tá caiste Gaeilge a cóirle chunda gúna nál i gcóir leis na cáilistí Gaeilge ag tairiscint scolaireachtaí géalteachta do freastal ar cháilistí Gaeilge saoirí a ríth na bliana. Tá na scolaireachtaí ar fáil do ghaltaí scola idir deim mbliana agus ort mbliana déag a tá ag freastal ar scolana a ghanda gúna nál. Déanthar na hiarratha seoirí a rónú i granathúir oscailte ag tús mí an mhárta Bramfer trocha scolaireachta a léad agus agfar na talí ar fad faoin scéim. Tá an áram iarrachas ar fáil ag siomh cóile chunda gúna nál agus a fiú do lead a mí feara an spreachtaithe atá i gceist. Cuirt ar fáilte raibh a grúpaí cáistí agus comáin a chladú le glór na ngéal. Tá grúpaí Gaeilge agus comáin ar fud fad na tíre chlárithe leis an agarthacht teanga chun tarabha a bhaint as scéimeanna muoinithe agus aithantais agus as na seirbhísí cóirleachán a chur an glór na ngéal ar fáil ar fáil na bliana. Agus ceilire thar seachtain ceol tradition tá Letterkenny fiche fiche idir an níl le déag agus an séú le as fiú den bhí seo. Seo an séú bliain don éile bhliantúil a chur tá curtha i láthair ag an lár ionad cultúrtha réigiúne agus an áireachlann an ghrianann in Natcher Cannon. Tunnel her codged in the Kyltery, August Erlishori tradition to a smaller rae again ele, to blast Iger Nashunta again ele, in the other, the Kyltery a chart O'Hare, or Fodfad Nakrinya, tell you. Olish on Sive Corlach on the Hun and all. Shin Mahods illegal air slanagus bannock.
Got a mug of the column. And the weather forecast, some bright spells, but isolated showers this evening, mainly rain, a few possibly hail, sleet, or snow, mostly light to occasionally fresh west to northwest breezes. It'll be cold and clear tonight with a widespread sharp to severe frost, some icy surfaces, lowest temperatures -1 to -3 degrees Celsius with winds light, variable or calm, some fog in places. Frost and fog will clear tomorrow morning, leaving a dry, calm and mostly sunny day. A very cold start with temperatures remaining below freezing until mid-morning and then staying very cold all day with afternoon temperatures not getting above 3 to 7 degrees Celsius in some light, variable breezes. Main stories in brief. Donegal County Council has confirmed people who registered to vote between May 7th and November 25th last year will be automatically included on the supplementary register of electors for the forthcoming election. The new register itself is not due to come into force until February 15th. More details on our website. A campaign is underway to encourage young adults to vote in the election. Spunout.ie is teaming up with the National Youth Council of Ireland and the Union of Students in Ireland for the initiative. A new report published today by the Mental Health Commission has shown the Letterkenny Department of Psychiatry has been consistently non-compliant for 3 years in the area of providing individual care plans. Members of the Teachers Union of Ireland are to hold a strike on the 4th of February. It's part of their ongoing campaign for pay parity. We're back with news headlines again at 6 o'clock. Until then, from the news team, good evening. The obituary notices for this Friday evening, the 17th of January. The death has occurred of John Dolan, 6 Lochtmorris Road, Castledurg. John's remains will repose at his late home from 7 o'clock this evening. Funeral from there on Sunday afternoon at 20 past 1. For Mass at 2 o'clock in St Patrick's Church, Ahearn. Interment afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. Family, friends and close neighbours are welcome at the family home. The death has taken place of Frances Fabi Veldman, née Doherty, Ard O'Donnell, Letterkenny. Removal from her residence on Sunday morning at 9:30, going to St Enan's Cathedral for funeral mass at 10 o'clock, with burial afterwards in the family plot at Newlick Cemetery. House private pleas from 10 p.m. to 10 a.m. The death has taken place of Agnes Farrell, née Shields, Raimohi, Manor Cunningham. Agnes's remains will repose at her late residence until 10 o'clock this evening and again tomorrow from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. with Rosary nightly at 9 p.m. Funeral mass on Sunday in St. Columba's Church, Dromahol at 12 noon with interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time please on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Irish Wheelchair Association, care of any family member. The death has taken place of Dermot Walsh, Carrigart. His remains are reposing at his late residence. Removal from there on Sunday morning at 11 o'clock to the Church of St John the Baptist, Carrigart, for Requiem Mass at 11:30, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, if desired, to the Alzheimer's Society of Ireland, care of any family member. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. The death has taken place of Paddy Patterson, Bridgend Remelton. His remains are reposing at his home. Funeral mass on Sunday morning at 11 in St Mary's Church, Remelton, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time please from 11 p.m. to 10 a.m. Family flowers only please. Donations in lieu if desired to Remelton Community Hospital Patient Comfort Fund, care of Sweeney Funeral Directors or any family member. The death has taken place of Ellie Lynch, née Crossan, 25 Coney Road, Coolmore, Derry. Her remains are reposing at her home. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 11:15 for Requiem Mass at 12 noon in Sacred Heart Church, Muff, followed by burial in the adjoining burial ground. Family time please from 11 o'clock tonight and before the funeral tomorrow. And the death has taken place of William Call, Maymore, St Johnson. His remains are reposing at his home. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 10:20 for Requiem Mass in St. Bathan's Church, St. Johnson at 11 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, from 11 o'clock tonight.